An independent city investigation of the violence by both sides in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center last night.
I want there to be accountability for anyone, whatever their status.
The majority of the 3,000 protesters were nonviolent. The vast majority of police did a good job at protecting them.
We've seen some videos where protesters were handled very violently and roughly, and that is not neighborhood policing, and we will not accept that kind of behavior from any police officer.
Right now, live on WCBS, we're going to go to the phone because the chief of department is with us, Terrence Monahan. Chief, are you there on the phone
yes,
with
I
me?
Am. I got you, Joe.
All right. Thank you so much. Chief, I want to begin by talking about, you know, there were protests in Harlem and Staten Island today. They were peaceful. But let's talk about the violence last night. The first
sure.
thing that comes to mind, and we'll talk about the violence against police officers, but that video of an officer who violently pushes a woman to the ground in front of his commanding officer. The woman says she didn't do anything. What's happening with this? Are you investigating it?
Yes, we'll look into that incident, but I can say it was in the midst of a very chaotic time over at the Barclays Center. I was there at that time during the course of the entire night at the Barclays Center. And there were literally thousands of bottles, bleach, batteries, rocks thrown at the police officers. This was a very organized attack on police officers that was committed by people not from these communities, not from New York. A lot of outside instigators who were there solely for one reason, to fight the police. And as every attempt we made to disperse the crowds, they didn't want to leave. And they kept on throwing things at the police for hours and hours. We went in, we had to make numerous arrests, and we kept trying to get people out of the area. It took a long time. It was very chaotic for a long, long time there last night.
It was, and I've seen video of that as well. So you're finding what Minneapolis is finding. They say 80% of those arrested are from out of town. You're finding the same thing as well?
Exactly. This is out of town is people not part of the communities. People that are coming into our neighborhoods, into our communities, and causing mayhem. Listen, regular protests is something that we do on an all-time basis in New York City. We encourage it. We want people to come out and voice their opinions, voice it against the police. There is absolutely no problem with that. But when you have people organized with setups to throw rocks, bottles, batteries, everything at the cops, injuring my cops, and we had a lot of cops injured last night. That's just not okay. We don't need these people inside our communities causing mayhem.
No, and of course, there were Molotov cocktails that you discovered, and somebody lit, oh, was it two police vans were actually lit on fire?
Yeah, one police van was occupied by three police officers that was hit with a Molotov cocktail. Those officers are lucky to be alive today. But again, our cops did a tremendous job. We apprehended that person, and they're going to be prosecuted federally. So that's someone that from this community that's going to hopefully be going away to jail for a long time.
What do you say about the state legislators who were part of a protest yesterday and say they were pepper sprayed by New York City police officers?
That was one of the most chaotic scenes I've ever been involved with. For hours, police officers holding the line, getting hit with rocks and bottles. Pepper spray was utilized to move the crowds back for the officer's safety. I got hit with pepper spray. I had it in my eyes. Most of my cops had it. Pepper spray was coming from both sides of the aisle. Bleach was coming from them. There was a lot of things being thrown at my cops. It was very dangerous, and it had to be cleared before we got someone seriously injured.
Those were fraught situations. Indeed. What about, now I gather the department has taken a position that there'll be no more solo patrols while there's so much violence against police officers. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, obviously. With an incident where Molotov cocktails were thrown at police cars, numerous other Molotov cocktails recovered. One of the protesters armed with a firearm. Numerous knives recovered. I don't want to have any opportunity for something to happen where one of my cops is caught alone. So no solo patrols. We always have at least two cops so that there's someone to keep an eye on one another. This is a dangerous time to be a police officer. You know, actions of someone in Minneapolis has put 800,000 law enforcement officers around this country in danger. So this is, you know, this is not a great time, but we will get through this like we do everything else.
Yes, you do. One last question before you go, Chief. Tonight, there will be protests. How will you keep it calm?
There are protests going on right now, some of which are, you know, some got a little chaotic. We had to make some arrests for people blocking the FDR drive. But if people are going to march through the streets peacefully, not throwing items, not looking to set fires, not looking to break windows, we allow them to do it. Voice their concerns. Voice anything you want. That is fine. But when you get violent, we will have to take action. We will make arrests. And we look to target those that are causing the violence. So we have police officers situated throughout the city handling the incidences going on everywhere right now.
Chief of Department for the NYPD, Terrence Monahan, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you, Joe.